yes, yeah. Everything is copacetic. Welcome to another episode. You know what it is, man. It's just me talking to you. Doing a live stream thing. Yo, I'm working on doing more of these. I'm working on creating more content like that. It's been a minute since I'm checking all of my situations right now, trying to make sure that everything is coming real clear. Please. That's a throwback. That's a classic for all the classic heads, hip hop heads. Fat boys. Yeah, yo, I hope everybody's doing well, man. So like I said, man, just working on tapping in a little bit more. Shout out to everybody who tuned in to the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show. So I do that every Saturday night. So I was here last Saturday night, here being on a live stream, just trying to give y'all that content in more than one way. So I do the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show, as you probably know. But I don't know, maybe you're new to this. Maybe you're new to this connect. Straight out of Portland, Oregon on X-Ray FM. So I do that every Saturday night and try to just represent artists who are underrepresented, but just people who I'm really digging, people who are in my network. Shout out and big ups to all of the artists who are sending me music. Medium Zach, what up? He just sent me this new joint. It's a remix that he did of a Brandy joint. So got a chance to premiere that last night on the show. There's a bunch of new music I played last night. You can check the playlist on the X-Ray FM website. I need to post it on my Serato situation. So if you tap into DJ Cliff on Serato, you can see playlists from the Welcome to the Neighborhood radio show that I do, like I said, every Saturday night. And then shout out to all my folk who tap into the numbers. I was talking to somebody recently who listens to the numbers. And so I do a show on the numbers, a weekly show on the numbers, Monday through Friday. Man, I had to think about it. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so you can listen to that either on FM in Portland, 96.7 FM, or you can stream it no matter where you're at. So a couple of avenues that I have to support artists who are making really good music that you can tap into. But just trying to create more content for this stream. So if you're new to this one, Everything is Copacetic is a platform that I created a while ago, and it was a place that I wanted to, because so much of the content that I create that I've been doing for so long with DJ Clip Productions has been my pleasure to provide platforms for artists. But this one was, I want to create a place where I could just tap in. There are certain, should I say, not restrictions, but there are certain things that I can't do on the radio platforms, because they're both non-commercial, and so we really can't sell anything. Just have to be mindful of that. But on this platform, it's all mine, so I don't have to worry about that. So as an example, I can say, yo, there's this event, go and get tickets for it. Tickets are available here. They cost this much, or whatever the case may be. But then it's also a place that I can just talk about random stuff, like not just music, you know, other things that I'm interested in, other things that I'm involved in. So it's just a place to just connect and like I said, just share content with folks. So so off top, talking about, I don't know if I talked about this on the last episode, but I finished the Dilla Time book. And I was going to cop it, the physical, because, you know, just trying to start reading more and was interested in the things that I'd heard about that book. But I didn't get the physical copy, but listened to the audiobook. For my 9 to 5, I have to drive quite a bit. So it's really a nice way to listen to audiobooks. And so I copped the Dilla Time audiobook and finished it just recently. And man, I'm telling you, it's such a good listen, or such a good read, I suppose. If you're a fan of music, I would say I'd highly recommend it. If you're a fan of hip hop, I would definitely recommend it. There's so much content there in terms of where a lot of the concept, I mean, you know, just the idea that what he did with production really changed things, really changed how we receive music, how hip hop music was was just changed in the way that it's created, in the way that we listen to it, and what he did with samples, and just so much. And the fact that Dilla Time is not just a title of the time in which he lived and the time in which he created music, but actually what he did to rhythm. I can't recommend it enough, man. Dilla Time is a really dope read. And you know, I was a fan of Dilla, but to keep it 100, I was a fan of initially the production that he did for some artists, for some groups and artists that I really dig. So, you know, what he did with De La, what he did with the Far Side as examples. That's really what drew me into him. And then I got to hear what he did with Slum Village, and then just to see the impact that he had with the Soulquarians, and just that style of music that he really created. I'm just a big fan of that era of music. And so to hear the history behind that, to hear more about his career. And it wasn't really clear to me how he passed. And so to hear that story was very interesting as well. And just to know that, like, again, the influence that he's had on music is really dope. Is really dope. So once again, I can't recommend it enough. Dilla Time is available wherever you get your books. Audible, or if you're in Portland at Powell's, I guess no matter where you are, you can order from Powell's. I'm sure Powell's has it. But since I'm in Portland, just definitely got to represent Powell's books. So Dilla Time, really dig it. Some of the other things I want to tap in and let folk know about, man, if you are in the Portland metro area, today's the 22nd. I should know that off top. I am going to be doing, No Requests with DJ Ambush. It's going down today at McMiniman's White Eagle. Really psyched to be able to be back. We didn't do anything in December, in great part because that Sunday would have fallen on Christmas, and we're not going, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing that. We're not doing that. So we're back. It's going to be the first No Request of the year. I'm really, really looking forward to being back there with my guy, DJ Ambush. Like I said, it's going down today at the White Eagle, at McMiniman's White Eagle, just threw the graphic up so you can check that out if you're watching the live stream. Today, 6 p.m., 6 to 9 p.m. at the White Eagle. And, you know, we tell people it's not a party, it's a vibe. You know, it's a place to just come through and just head nod. If you are, if you're a fan of hip hop, it's definitely especially the golden era. I mean, that's really what we do. We spend all our time in the golden era, just playing joints that like joints that were created in and around Dilla, the time that he was creating music and styles that he influenced. So, you know, I tell people, like, if you want some place to just go and connect, if you talked about, like, just getting with somebody, yo, we need to just link up, we need to, you know, go someplace and have a beverage or a hot plate and just catch up, or if you want some place that you can just chill and journal, or if you need to check your emails, whatever the case may be, this is the perfect place to do something like that. So it's going down today, 6 p.m. at the White Eagle Saloon on North Russell. It's a free event, no cover. All you just come through and vibe. We're going to be there from 6 to 9. You can come through and like I said, hang for a minute. Get a head nod, and if you need to bounce, you can bounce, whatever your day allows. But inviting everybody to come through today at 6 p.m. at the White Eagle Saloon, Portland, Oregon, North Russell. No Requests, me and DJ Ambush, just playing joints, man. Just playing joints for you to come and vibe with. You know what I mean? Really looking forward to being back on deck with my guy, man. You know what we say, it's two DJs, four decks, straight boom bap. So definitely excited to be back to doing that. We're going to be doing it right now. We're scheduled to be doing that every fourth Sunday of the month. Every fourth Sunday of the month, we'll be live at the White Eagle with No Requests. And we have some pretty dope things lined up. Excited to share with you. We have some special situations that we're planning on doing throughout the year on fourth Sunday. So I say it's every fourth Sunday, except for next month. So next month, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Next month, we're not going to be there fourth Sunday. We're going to be there, I think it's going to work out to be the second Sunday. I think it's the 12th of February. Let me throw this graphic up. So once again, if you're watching the, the live stream, you'll see that on Sunday, February the 12th, speaking of Dilla Time, we're really, really psyched to be able to bring you No Requests with a special edition celebrating J Dilla. So that's going down on February the 12th. Same spot, No Requests, White Eagle Saloon, me and DJ Ambush, just celebrating Dilla, man. So we're going to be playing joints that he produced. We're going to be playing joints that, you know, he was part recordings he was a part of, remixes, tributes that were done. Just really excited for that, man. Black History Month, Dilla's birthday, so many things to celebrate. Dilla's death day, rest in peace. So many things to celebrate in the month of February. So we are going to be doing that on next month, February the 12th. At the White Eagle Saloon. Same time, 6 to 9 p.m. Same situation, no cover. It's free, so you can come through for that. So, yeah, definitely want to invite people out to that. Shout out to McMenamins, man. Shout out to McMenamins and the White Eagle Saloon for supporting the scene, supporting the genre, providing the platform for what we want to do, which is just build with the community and bring you good music. Really staying in our lane. Like I said, you don't have to worry about it being, I mean, it's a great way to start your week. It's just going to be a vibe, man. It is just a vibe. We started doing it, in the summer of 2021 and then, started doing this here at the White Eagle in the fall and winter and continuing into 2023. So we're really psyched to do this and excited to see you out there, man. So, but we're kicking it off today. First one of 2023, 6 p.m. live at the White Eagle Saloon. So pull up. Pull up. Another event that's coming up under the DJ Cliff Productions banner tomorrow, No Requests Live. It's the first No Requests Live of 2023. It's going down at Portland Center Stage, the Armory. Last year, I had a chance to expand what I've done with the Cliff Notes podcast and present it to you live with a chance to connect with artists with a Q&A session. We were doing that at a spot in Portland, but starting in 2023, January the 23rd, we are live, Portland Center Stage, the Armory, with my guest, Oregon Music Hall of Fame inductee, and someone who has represented hip-hop in the city of Portland and worldwide for many, many years, created platforms for others, and it's dope to be able to share my platform with him. Cool Nuts is going to be my guest. For this episode of Cliff Notes Live. Once again, this is going to be a free event. This one is all ages, so everybody is invited. It's going down at 8 p.m. at Portland Center Stage at the Armory. You get an opportunity to hear my interview with Cool Nuts, and we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff, man. Obviously, we're going to be talking about him being an inductee into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame, his new project that he released with Maniac Loke, Red Meth, some of the things that he has planned for 2023, and so much more, man. And then you get an opportunity. It's a Q&A, so you get an opportunity if you have always wanted to ask Nuts a question. You get an opportunity to connect with him like that. And then Nuts is going to do a special performance just for you, so you can come out and see Cool Nuts do his thing live at the Armory, Portland Center Stage, tomorrow, Monday, January the 23rd, 8 p.m. Free event, all ages, come through. Vibe. DJ OG1 is going to be in the building providing the soundtrack for the evening, so you know it's going to be nothing but a good time. So really excited to see people out for the first Cliff Notes Live of 2023. Man, we're doing a lot of good stuff this January, kicking off the new year. So pull up. It's tomorrow, January the 23rd, Cliff Notes Live, Portland Center Stage at the Armory with my guest Cool Nuts. Acapella Apparel, the supporter of Cliff Notes podcast, is going to be in the building, so you will have an opportunity to cop some gear. I'm going to have some light little giveaways for folk, so you can cop something from the Cliff Notes DJ Cliff Productions line. So yeah, man, come out. That's tomorrow, Cliff Notes Live, the Armory, Portland Center Stage, with my guest Cool Nuts. So yeah, man, a bunch of stuff that I have on deck, inviting people to come out and be a part of. As we think about, or as I talk about other things that are happening in February, the Roots, man, the legendary Roots crew are coming to Portland. They're going to be at McBenamin's Crystal Ballroom on February the 21st. So dope that the Roots are coming back to Portland. Yeah. I got tickets to give away, yo. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to see The Roots live at the Crystal Ballroom. There's a bunch of different ways that I'm working on trying to get these in people's hands, because I definitely want people to have an opportunity to see this amazing band. They're going to be at the Crystal Ballroom February the 21st. I'm giving away tickets. So if you want to win tickets to see The Roots, just follow DJ Cliff on Twitter and on Instagram, and I'll be posting the contest there, because I want you to be in the building, man. You know what I mean? The Roots, February 21st, Crystal Ballroom. So get ready for that, you know. Word up, yo. So some of the other things, man, I just wanted to get into and touch on. So like I said, I think I mentioned earlier, I'm really excited for this year. I'll be talking about this on all of my platforms. Looking forward to celebrating hip hop this year, man. The 50th anniversary of hip hop, 50th anniversary of this genre that I really dig, that I love. And I'm putting something together for the celebration. The official announcement is actually going to be coming next month. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I know it's something that I've wanted to do for quite some time. Something that I think that you will really dig. It's a way, like I said, to celebrate this art form of hip hop. But it's also a way to just continue to build in community and then just bring a dope event. I don't want to say too much. Bring a dope event to you, to the people. So I just want to encourage everybody to be on the lookout for that. That announcement is coming up next month. But I'm also looking forward to other events that are happening and other things that are happening to celebrate this art form, to celebrate hip hop. I know that Rock the Bells is doing the cruise this year, and I've been seeing some of the things that the LL is and his crew are doing to celebrate hip hop. And once again, just excited to see what other people do, what other people put out there in celebration of this genre, man. Really a genre that is interwoven into the fabric of everything, man, you know. And I just think that it's really dope that's happening. And you know, to be able to be a part of it in some small way, I'm really grateful for the time that I have. And yeah, man, it's I'm old enough to remember when, you know, we were just fighting to have hip hop respected as an art form, and now it's literally everywhere. It's a part of everything that we do, and in entertainment and in education, and that's obviously one of the parts that I'm heavy into, the fact that we can use it to make change and just to impact the world in a positive way. So at any rate, yeah, man, 50th anniversary of hip hop, really psyched for that and really excited to bring an event to the people. So looking forward to being able to share more of that with you next month. So definitely stay on deck for that. Some of the things that I want to touch on too, man, outside of DJ Cliff Productions and things that I'm doing just as a fan. So, you know, I'm in Portland, so obviously I'm a Trailblazer fan. I had an opportunity to be in the building for the celebration of Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers when he was recognized for being the leader in points scored for the Portland Trailblazers when he took that over. And obviously he's going to continue to add to that. And it was a really amazing celebration, really dope to see him get his flowers and to hear him talk about how he's finding ways as he continues to grow as a person and as an athlete, to appreciate and celebrate these moments as they come. And so big up to Dame for what he's done as a player, but then also what he does and what he has done and continues to do as a human being. I've had a chance to meet him several times, and like just a good dude, man, you know, just a solid dude. And so, like I said, it was really, really cool to see him get his flowers and be able to celebrate that with fans and his family. Also, as I'm recording this, so I guess it was yesterday or maybe the day before yesterday, that Rip City lost someone who was a longtime voice of the Trailblazers, and someone who coined the phrase "Rip City." There's obviously a lot of folk who shared memories of who he was and what he did. And I had a chance to, I guess I was in the building when he was at, when he, I think I was in the building when he was recognized, I believe. But at any rate, Bill Shonley passed away the last couple of days. And so condolences to his family. But it's, once again, it's dope to be a fan of a franchise who has such a rich history. So, you know, celebration, but then also condolences for that loss. Speaking of being a fan of the Blazers, I know a lot of people are feeling some kind of way about where the team is at right now. Listen, man, the Trailblazers, they're playing really fun basketball. You know, I know that their record isn't, it's not, your team's record is really, really what you want it to be. And there's a lot of people who are taking advantage of having platforms of saying whatever, whatever. But the Trailblazers, they're fun to watch. So I would say, you know, I'm just enjoying watching them play. I'm enjoying watching them develop. I'm enjoying seeing the parts and pieces of this team that they haven't had in many, many years. It's definitely cool to see Jeremy Grant here on this team and doing what he's doing as a contributor to the team. And yeah, man, they're just fun to watch. I would say enjoy this team as it continues to develop. I know that management said at the beginning of the season that this isn't the finished product that they know that they need to continue to contribute to the roster and build the roster. And I expect that's going to happen, but everything takes time. So I say that to say management didn't think that this was going to be the season that they won the championship. So, you know, just enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the journey. You know what I mean? Things are going to get better. Shaedon Sharpe is going to be a solid contributor. Nas, as he continues to develop and his health gets right. Ant is just, he's, it's so cool to see him in a position where he can learn from Dame. And then he's, you know, he's obviously the future that they see at the point guard position. So, nah, man, they're fun to watch. Enjoy the ride is what I say. And the future. The future is going to take care of itself. So I wouldn't sweat that too much. Also on the sports side, I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, and that was a tough season. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with the New Orleans Saints. I thought their coaching situation might end up different, but it looks like they're going to continue to ride with the current coaching situation. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with their roster. It's hard to see with what they did with the contract situation. It's hard to see Michael Thomas coming back, but I don't know. We'll have to just wait and see what happens with that. But I hope that some of the players who were on that team that have that really showed out and balled out the season as best they could, that we get an opportunity to see them come back. But I guess we got to wait and see. It's a few more months before the draft and then free agency, and then we'll see what the team looks like, you know, moving forward. So. But yeah, man, you know, I'm a little bit of a sports fan, so definitely wanted to just share those thoughts on those things. Lastly, man, you know, aside from DJ Clip Productions, Fitness is a Habit is something that I created. If you don't know, Fitness is a Habit is a lifestyle brand that I created years ago, and it's a platform that I use for a couple reasons. In creating it, it started off as just a little bit of a blog or maybe a vlog, but really an opportunity for me to share my journey with folk and wanting to lean even further into that up and coming. So if you haven't yet, you can check it out on IG, Fitness is a Habit on Instagram. And there's just some gems that I dropped there, ways to work on connecting with folk. Fire Fridays is something that I've been posting for a little while, just to drop some information, you know what I mean? So you can tap in there. And then working on doing some new things. There is a Cliff Notes podcast. I'm sorry, there is a Fitness is a Habit podcast. I did an episode with Wifey a little while ago. So we're working on potentially doing some new things to bring you guys some new content that I'm looking forward to, that I'm excited for. So we will see what comes of that. So yeah, man, the Fitness is a Habit situation is something that's near and dear to my heart and excited for what's to come there. So that's it, man. You know, it's short and sweet. The Everything is Copacetic podcast, like I said, it's a way for me to just connect with folk, tap in, let you know what's going on in my world, and hopefully build with you. There's opportunities obviously to be a part of this. You can jump in the chat on the video streams. You can also respond and hit me up on the podcast networks. If you're hearing this and you're digging it, if you're hearing this and you dig other things that I do with DJ Cliff Productions or whatever the case may be, man, you know what it is, man. Like, rate, subscribe, share for sure. Want to get the word out. Obviously want to get subscribers up on all of the platforms, on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, follow that or subscribe there. Any of the podcast networks that you're listening to this on, definitely subscribe there. Comment, rate. Those things do a great job in helping to grow this. And the more this grows, the more I get to do in terms of building with y'all, man. So, until next time, just want to say to continue to work on just being good human beings, man. Let's work on collectively making an impact on our communities and in our environments. So yeah, man, until we have an opportunity to do this again, God is love. Y'all be blessed. Peace.